Okay, everyone, we're going to have some meditation now, okay? But what I'm going to do is like this. I'll speak a few words, then we will meditate for 5 minutes, and then I'll speak a few more words, and we'll meditate for 5 minutes, okay? Pardon? Okay? Follow my salt. To keep your hands free, just try to remember what Baba said in today's Murli about our topic here. He talked a lot about body consciousness and detachment, right? So, keeping in mind this picture here, and he said about the unlimited perspective, means to really open your thinking, yeah? So if you want, you can look at Baba behind me. Think about the things that are on the screen here. So the first detachment is from the body. And that means detachment from the... Don't write anything. Let's go through the experience. The first detachment is from the body. And if we look at the physical world, there's a big difference between... The biggest difference, of course, is between the soul and matter. All matter. So here we are, surrounded by the physical world. We can hear it. We can see it. We can smell it. We can touch it, too. So it's through the sense organs that we have contact with the physical world. And of course the matter that is closest to the soul is the body, right? So just think, as a soul, I'm as different from my body as I am from the chair that I'm sitting on. The chair is also made of the chemical elements. In the chair there is also carbon and oxygen, hydrogen, certainly, maybe nitrogen, some other elements. But in the body also. So just think. The elements in the chair that I'm sitting on and the elements that are part of my body are the same. And I am as different from my body as I am from the chair that I'm sitting on. So let's just practice that sort of detachment first in silence. And if any sound comes to you, any disturbance from the physical world, just put it in the right perspective. Even the sound is there because the molecules are reverberating, making, you know, if we were all sitting in a vacuum, where there's no air, we couldn't talk to each other. So it's because of the air in the room that sound can go from one side to the other. And it's just, sound is just molecules making a noise against each other. So, body and all of the things that come to the senses, they are part of the material world. So let's stay in that experience for 5 minutes. So I, the soul, am listening through my ears. Let's experience that for a minute or so. I, the soul, am listening through my ears. I can hear the sound of the people in the next room. I can hear the sound of the fan, my own voice. But I, the soul, am listening through the ears. The ears are like windows or doors. So on one side of the body there is the soul, and on the other side of the body there are the sounds. Make sure you get that experience right. Okay, also the eyes now. So you, with your eyes open, also we can see things. We're aware that there are shapes and forms and colors around us. But the eyes are like the windows, yeah? And I, the soul, am sitting inside a little room behind my eyes, just looking through the windows. Everything that I see, everything that I hear is part of the material world. Okay, now the sense of touch. We can feel the chair under our, behind our back and under our legs. We can feel our feet on the floor. We can feel the temperature. But it's the soul that is feeling these things through the body. I can feel the breeze of the fan, but the soul is feeling that through the body. So make this experience very clear for you. I'm just that tiny soul connected to the world through my sense organs. Connected to the physical world through the sense organs. I can, there are not much smell in the room, but we can use the nose now just to feel if there's any, you know, it's a pretty neutral smell, but there's something there. But I use the nose all to smell with. Very useful sometimes if there's a fire, for example. And taste, well, maybe I can still taste a little bit of the breakfast that I had. Right, there's still maybe there something in your mouth, in your, on your tongue, you can still taste something. But it's the soul that tastes through the tongue. So again, make that experience very clear for yourself. Either soul, listen through the ears. There's so many things happening around me. I, the soul, see through the eyes, so many forms and shapes and colors. I, the soul, feel through different parts of the body and the skin. Make sure that that experience is clear for you. I, the soul, smell through the nose. And I, the soul, taste through the tongue. So, the antidote to the limitations of the body is just to be the soul using the body. Okay, let's go to the next topic, the roles that I have to pay. So many roles. Some of the roles I have are very main ones, like family role, or in the center, maybe I have some role in the service of Baba. Maybe I have a role in my job. So just try to think of the different roles that you have. And maybe you have had difficulty to balance the spiritual with the professional, or the role as a BK with your family and so on. But just now we go to the main role of all of the roles is to be Baba's instrument. I am Baba's instrument. Everything else is secondary. So, Baba wants me to serve the world. And he wants me to serve through the different roles that I have. I'm the actor. I'm not the role. I have these roles. And as a spiritual act, I have really only one role, and that's to be Baba's instrument. And I can do that in my family. So think of your role in your family, whether you are a mother, a father, a husband, a wife, a child of your parents, brother or sister. Think of the different roles that you have family-wise. And go to the seat of being Baba's instrument. So, as Baba's instrument, I will serve through the role of mother, father, child, brother, sister, husband, wife. So, go to that seat of consciousness. As Baba's instrument, I can easily administer all of these roles. So go to your work situation, okay? Or maybe if you're just doing Baba's service, go to that. Even there, I'm also Baba's instrument, and that is a field of service. Yeah? So feel that. My main role is as Baba's instrument. Especially, you know, if it's a service role. I'm maybe coordinator of a center, or I have some role in one department in the center or something. Some task that I have to do. But even in that, I'm Baba's instrument. So feel that. All of these roles are secondary to this main role. Okay, now, let's stand up, okay? Everyone stand up. And that way you won't fall asleep. So you can close your eyes. Think of the history of this life. You know, sometimes when they say when someone leaves the body, the whole life flashes in front of them like a film. So very quickly, just come from when you were a child in this life, go through your, you know, where were you, what happened, who you were with, very generally. And when you started to go to school, And then you went from one class to the next to the next. And you finished college, maybe. Maybe you went to university. So go through all of those scenes very quickly. You know, with your friends, maybe you played some sport. You were in a football team, or you learnt ballet. Whatever. You had your little friends and then your bigger friends. And later on you got involved maybe in some relationship with someone. Maybe you got married, whatever. But it's a story, right? Then Baba found me, wherever I was. And he gave me a completely different perspective on all of this. He told me, he showed me, that in fact, this story is only one of many. You know, this film that's very much present in my mind, that I did this and I did that, and then my mum was like this, my dad was like that, and then my friends were like this, and work, what I studied, whatever. It's like a story. And it's one chapter of a book only. And there were many chapters. Many, many chapters. I've been a father. I've been a mother. I've been a friend to many. I've been a child. I've been a brother, a sister to many. So all of those things are still recorded in me. And all of those stories are the same as the present story, in fact. Something happened. I grew up. I learnt some things. I got old. I left the body. Many times. But I'm the thread. I'm the one that went through it all. Okay? Now, I want you to turn to the person next to you. Right? Make a pair with somebody. Find someone who's free. Okay. Give the soul conscious drishti to that person. You know, I'm the soul, not the body. I am Baba's instrument also. And the other one in front of me is also. Baba is the one who unites us. The soul in front of me has had 84 births, like me. Been through so many ups and downs, you know. The path of devotion, the path of knowledge now. So many things. So feel how unlimited we both are. And through drishti, give to the other one what is best in yourself. Okay. You can sit down. Now I want you to share with your friend what you have understood so far. What have you experienced so far in this course? And since, not just the course, but from today, from yesterday until today, anything that you heard, anything that you thought about, anything that you experienced, anything that you talked about with someone else that was important for you. So share, please. You can do it in groups of twos and threes if someone's free. Sit next to somebody, yeah. No, there are two. We will stop during traffic control and then continue afterwards. It hasn't started yet, but when traffic control comes on, we stop and then we continue a little bit after the traffic, 5 minutes after, okay? Okay, thank you. How are you feeling? Good? It was interesting that Baba today talked about body consciousness. I guess you picked it up, right? And the deeper meaning of it. But he was talking a lot about the vairagya that we need. The word is translated as disinterest, but it's not exactly that. From the Sanskrit, this word means the passion is dried. The passion has dried up. And you can imagine, I don't know if you've had this experience, who here has ever sucked on sugar cane? You've had sugar cane in your mouth? Maybe not in Russia. Probably not. You can get, here you can get sugar cane juice, I think. But once you bite on the sugar cane, very quickly the juice comes out. And the only thing that is left in your mouth is the, we call it the chaff, you know, there's no juice left, right? And what do you do with it? You suck it and you throw it away, right? Because there's nothing left there. That's the meaning of vairagya. That there's nothing there. There's nothing left in it that you can get anything out of. That means any passion has been dried up. That requires the power of discernment, right? To understand that things, some things have value and some things don't. Now, the only things that really have value are the things that are true. And so true, according to Baba, not just means honest, but it means eternal. Something that is true is eternal, it's real. So if you take everything away, that will be left. So if you look at the sugar cane, let's say the real value is in the juice. And the rest of it is just, you can throw it. I worked I studied chemistry, industrial chemistry. And I worked in research and development in different companies. At one stage I worked as a perfumist. I was making perfumes. I was a Brahmin, so it was a, you know, very sort of royal way to do chemistry. And I did study essential oils of plants, you know. And I always remember that the percentage of the essential oil in a plant is very little. Let's take lavender, for example. Everyone likes the smell of lavender, yeah? But the percentage is like this. That's how much oil there is in the flowers. So if you have 1 ton of flowers, you will get 5 kilos. From 1 ton, you get 5 kilos of oil. So 1,000 kilos, there's only 5 kilos of oil. So because it's such an oil that is very stable, you know, jasmine is more difficult. It's a very expensive process to get the oil out of jasmine. That's why it's very expensive. You know, if you buy jasmine incense, probably not jasmine, it's probably just a chemical because it's too expensive. But lavender is more cheap because what they do in the lavender fields, they don't chop down the flowers and take all of the flowers to the town and then put them through a factory and take out the oil, no. They take a distilling unit to the side of the field. Then they distill the first distillation and then they take the little, you know, the amount of oil and then they refine it. So what do? You've got 5 kilos of lavender and you've got 995 kilos of chaff. Right? That's what we call it. What do they do with this? What do they do with it? Huh? Yeah. They plow it back into the ground. It's like, what do you call it? Like fertilizer. Compost. So, every situation that happens, any situation has lots of factors, you know, lots of this. This is a situation with different objects and people, you know. People are here and things are here, you know. This is a situation. There's only, let's say, 0.05% of value. The rest is chaff. Compost. You know? And if I am in my essence, I will see the essence of things. You know, there's a thousand complications, but in fact there's only one message there, right? One thing that I need to focus on. And let me ignore the rest. I can only do that if I'm in a different consciousness. Now, think about your day yesterday. What happened? What happened? Try to remember everything that happened yesterday. Yeah? From Mummery Bell until the night, what happened? Lots of things, huh? I want to share with you something, and it's my great pleasure, and I guess it's such a deep thing that Baba has shown us. Let me share with you how my day was yesterday. I started off the day because there was a group of there's a youth group that was celebrating 5 years of activities, right? So I started off the day in Amrit Bela, was conducting meditation for a youth group, okay? Then of course there was Muli. We had a meditation in the garden in Manmohini. So, then of course Muli, right? So at 8:15 I had a meeting about Muli access with the team in London. You know how we have the Muli system? So I had to meet with that team. At 9 o'clock I met with it was about one of the a Muli website. It's not a website, BK website. I was meeting with the team that looks after one of our websites. Then of course 10 o'clock was the course, right? 1 o'clock we finished. I went straight to a meeting with Bridge Mohan and Mohini about the international charter. That finished at 3 o'clock. So 3 o'clock, I went back to the room. I had a shower, looked at some emails, right? Then at 4:30, I met with a Mexican group. At 5:15, I met with the sister from Costa Rica. At 6 o'clock, there was a meeting of what's called the International, the Council of International Coordinators. That's the dadas and the daddies, and at 9 o'clock, I went to a party in the garden, right? At 10 o'clock, I went to sleep, okay? Tried to get to sleep. Went to a room. Okay? So it was a pretty full day. there wasn't any time, you could see there, to rest or to, you know, put my feet up, or it was a very full day. And so I could get lost in all of these things, right? So, but it's like this, you know, these things were happening at this level, but internally, I was pretty much in the same place. I didn't go anywhere, actually. I was pretty much, maybe a little bit out of that, right? So a little bit getting involved and then going back to this state, getting involved, going back, right? For me, there's a thread, right, that goes through all of these things. And that thread is the soul conscious experience. Like the thread. You do one thing, you go to here, you meet somebody, oh no no no, no no no, hello, hello, okay. And you go back. Instead of jumping from one thing to the other, right? You stay in the same state. And you deal with the things and then you go back. Then you deal with the things and then you go back. You speak to someone and then you go back. Otherwise, you know, and every day is more or less like that since I've arrived. Every single day. The only thing that keeps me okay is the practice of soul consciousness. Really. That's the only thing. Otherwise, you know, and it's the same when you go to a job. I am the soul. Okay, now I'm here with these people, let me do what I have to do. Let me understand the essence of this thing that's happening and work with the things that are essential, not with unnecessary details. Let me listen to this person. Let me hear what they're saying. Let me take out what's meaningful and let me ignore the rest. So that sort of practical soul conscious experience helps me to keep in a stage where, you know, I'm actually very close. And this, let me tell you, the sensation is that, first of all of this is a film, right? It's a film in three dimension that's actually repeating every 5,000 years. It's a film. So all of these scenes that are happening around me, yeah, it's a film. And sometimes, and Baba has really never said what I'm going to say now, one of the deepest experiences that I've had in my Brahmin life, when Oxford Retreat Center opened in 1993, I think, was it? Hema, is that right? Okay, 1993. One of the first programs there was a retreat for eight people. And it's very hard to imagine these days, these people doing that. But one of the people was Sister Genty, right? And there was myself and another six people. Denise was there too, I think. Yeah, Denise was there. Anthony was there, Anthony Strano. And we spent 1 week doing the 7 days course, talking about each day one of the lessons and going really into the depth of it. And experience going for silent walks and then coming back and sharing. So each day was one lesson of the course. And it was fantastic. You can imagine the experience with that level of soul. And the sensation that we had at the end was that Mike was there too. Yeah, Mike was there. The sensation was that this physical reality being a film, right? It's a film of different scenes. The soul doesn't really need to leave where it is. These things happen at a different dimension. And it could be, if I ask myself, where is Paramdham? Where is it? Where is it? Where? Above? Where is Paramdham? It's not here. You know, people are pointing here. Right? It's not here. But it's not there either. It's not here or there. And that's difficult, right? You can't use here or there when you're talking about a different dimension. Right? So we had the sensation that, in fact, this drama is like a projection that's coming out from our sanskars, right? And the situations that we're in fact, it's our sanskars which are creating them, individually and collectively. It's not that we create the people, or we create the things. We don't create the other souls, but definitely we create our own experience. So my experience that happens here only happens here. Right? I was once going to a center with one brother. We were driving and I asked, he lived there in the center, and I was visiting. I'd visited there about 3 or 4 times. So I asked him, where are we going? He said, we're going to the center. And I said, whose center? Are we going to my center or to your center? He said, what are you talking about? Because the center that he lives in, where does it exist? Where does his experience of the center live? Yeah, it's here, right? So my vision and my experience of that place is like three times I've been there. It will not be the same as his. I don't have any relationship with those people there. He has the karmic accounts with those people. I mean, you're in your place, in your center, you know. Sometimes you're sitting there and, you know, the same people come every day. You know. And that can happen for years. Oh, the same people every day for 6 years. Does that happen? You again, you know. Well, first of all, you have to congratulate them because they are the people that you became perfect with last time. Yeah? Last cycle. So you have to look at them with that vision. Thank you for existing because you helped me to become perfect last cycle. Right? But the things that exist in our own mind don't exist in anyone else's mind. So if I think about something, I'm thinking about my version of it, seen generally through the lens of the ego. And now if the ego is suffering for any reason, right, if the ego gets lost, you know, I can be living at this level, right, jumping from one thing to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, going from here to here, then back again, and forget this deep experience of the soul. And forget the deep experience of the soul. Or leave it aside. But in fact, you know, it's something about the perspective that I have. Where am I? Am I in the soul conscious state? If I'm in a deep soul conscious state, it seems that I'm in Paramdham, right? Or there's part of me still there, and this world is happening around me, and I'm looking at this world from that state. Or maybe I get lost in the scenes, which is also common. He said that, she did that, this happened, that happened. And we get lost in the scenes. And we forget the thread that puts everything together. So, I want to ask you, some of you may have seen this, so keep quiet. If you look at that, what is it? If our nose is very close to something, right, like that, we won't see what it is. Because this, in fact, is it's the crown of a cockerel, right? It's the crest. You can't see it. But this scene of the bird is, you know, it's a scene from a farm, right? A farmhouse. And in fact, the farmhouse is within another context. It's not even a farmhouse, it's a model. It's a model of a farmhouse. Can we have the lights off? Yeah. Stage. This one. Ah. Okay. So let's go back again. So here you are. This is a scene within a scene, within another scene. Yeah? But in fact, it's not even a model. It's the cover of a book. Right? And it's in the hand of a young boy who's sitting beside a swimming pool, who, on a ship. And the ship's not even a ship, it's an advertising on the side of a bus. Right? And even that's not there, you know, this is a scene in the city, right? And in fact, it's on television, somebody's watching it. And even that's not real. That in fact is a stamp. And the stamp is on a letter that's just been delivered, right? And the guy who delivered is going away, 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 you know, he's going away. What's the distance between that and this? It's a big distance, right? So where do I see things from? Which is the dimension that I stay in? From which I observe things. Which is my context? What is my real context at this moment? What is the context of my life now? What do you think? What is the context of my life? Am I going to get caught up in these things? There's a big one, because even beyond this one, right? There are other worlds. And if I have this experience, these things that happen down in this dimension are so small, so insignificant. So when I think, who am I? I also have to think, where am I? Yeah? Where am I? What is the context in which I live? And if I can see how far I am along the journey, how much time during the day can I keep the big picture of things? And not get caught up in the small pictures. Right? This is the experience. And so we're going to do an exercise now. What's the time? Yeah. Okay. I want you to write down, or draw this circle. Draw exactly as it is there. those three arrows up the top, you can write the names of three people that are very close to you in your drama. It could be a Brahmin, it could be, you know, a family member, it could be a boss, something. Someone with whom you interact very frequently. And not necessarily a friend. Yeah? So at the top of those three arrows, draw this mandala, you can draw in your book, and we're going to go through each one. This is a way in which you can center yourself, yeah? Like what I was saying here. The whole thing of soul consciousness is to be able to go to the center of things and see things from a different dimension, yeah? So think of three people that are close to you and put their initials at the top of those three top arrows. And then you have one arrow to Baba, another arrow to nature, another arrow to your work, whether it's, you know, maybe you're 100% in Baba's service, that's okay, whatever the work is. Another arrow to the community, like the place where you live, and then an arrow to yourself, okay? You with yourself. This is a, you know, in bhakti they use mandalas, which are designs, very beautiful design. They start to meditate on those designs. In this case, this is a living thing. This is my life. This is the design of my life. Okay, have you got it? So let's start. First of all, I go to the center of things. That's the first step, always. You know, I leave my involvements. I leave my involvements, whatever they are. In fact, Baba says that we should wear the things like light clothes, not tight clothes, loose clothes, so that we can go in and come out. If everything is tight, then it's very difficult. Right? I go into a situation, I produce, you know, noise, which maybe my presence upsets people, and then for me to get out of that, it also makes more noise. Baba said, no, go in, come out, very softly, very easily. Okay, hello, Om Shanti. Hello, no, go out. Not like that. That's how we should do. So, we're going to do a meditation using this. Yeah? So if you haven't written it down, use the one that's on the screen. We're going to start off, first of all, going to the center. If you've drawn it on your paper, you can look at your own paper. Okay, look at your page where you've drawn this diagram. So first of all, is the exercise of centering yourself. Now, you can do that physically, like we did before. Just put yourself into the center of your life. Lots of things happening around you. Things that concern you. Most things don't concern you. But imagine at this moment how many millions and millions and millions of scenes are happening in this drama all over the world. So many. People leaving bodies, people taking birth. People getting sick. People getting informed that they are sick. People getting cured. People that are happy. People that are sad. People who are eating. People who are going to bed without eating anything. So many scenes in so many houses and places of work, so many places. And I'm in the center of my piece of the world. I'm in the center of the things that are connected with me. That's happening around me. The situations of my life are happening around me. And so being in the center of my life, I actually, as a soul, I automatically become stable, because the center of a circle doesn't change place. Stays in the same place. So I'm very stable in the center of my life. And very quickly I can go to Baba. So let's start off with me and Baba, which is the first one around the circle there. How much Baba loves me. You know, even though the other day Baba was talking to thousands of people, he was also just talking to me. You know, it's my relationship with Baba. And in my relationship with Baba, I feel so close and so loved and so taken care of. So I'm just sitting there, Baba is in front of me, Avyak Baba, right, Avyak Bab Dada. I'm feeling very close, I'm feeling how much Baba loves me, I'm feeling very good. Baba gives me so much, and I give my thoughts, words and actions to him. So I'm feeling very close. Now, in this feeling of closeness now, with Baba beside me, I now look at as a soul loved by Baba, I now look at these people that are part of my life, part of my drama, the three names. So the first name, first person. So we're working through this mandala, this living mandala. We're working through it in a random fashion. But so let's go now to the three names that I put at the top of the arrows. The first one now. I bring the image of that person in front of me. And I'm sitting together with Baba. And I'm feeling how Baba looks at that soul. Even though they may have defects, even though they may be, have difficulties, whatever. Baba doesn't see any of that. He just sees their true value. So I'm there sitting with Baba, and I'm looking at that soul, and I'm seeing his or her value, real value. And I feel good. I feel very good that I'm able to see that. Baba teaches me to see all through all of the defects and all of the difficulties, to see the true value of that person. So as if that person's in front of me and I'm giving them drishti and I'm sitting beside Bab Dada. And there's such a good feeling towards that individual. Okay, now the second name. Let's bring up the image of the second person on my list. So I'm seeing that person in front of me mentally. And again, together with Bab Dada, he shows me, he reveals to me the true value of that individual. And I know that if there's any true value in that individual, it's because of his or her connection with Baba at some point in the drama. So I'm feeling very good. Mentally, I'm giving drishti to that individual. And my vision is able to penetrate all of the defects and difficulties and see the real diamond behind the other person, shining in the middle of the forehead. Now the third one on my list, okay? Now I bring the third person on my list in front of me. Who is it? What's their relationship with me in this life? What's the connection with me? What's my connection with them in this life? Probably there were connections in other lives, but that, you know, what really interests me is that there is something very deep, which was the original reason why I got connected with this person. There's something in the past, very significant, that made me connect with this person in the first place. So I'm sitting there with Bapdada and I'm seeing through all of the defects and difficulties and really connecting up with that soul as a soul. And I'm feeling good. Baba showed me how my vision, my drishti can penetrate all of the difficulties and defects and understand people in their real right. Okay, now I'm doing this tour of my life. Let's go to some scene of nature, some natural scene, some place that I really like in this life. Some place which has a lot of natural beauty. Then I see myself in that place. Now I'm in that place in the mountains or in the forest or at the beach, near a lake somewhere, whatever. My favorite place. And I'm sitting there and I'm feeling very much connected because there is a connection between my deep nature and this nature. There's a connection between my inner beauty and this natural beauty. So I notice that the trees are not making any effort, the breeze is not making any effort, everything is so tranquil. It's how I should be. I am as tranquil as the breeze, as, you know, just as easy as the trees. So I can give and take. Okay, now I change the scene. Now I'm with my work, at my work, or if it's Baba's service, I'm seeing, let's say, a scene in the office or the kitchen or a public program. Or I'm at my work with my colleagues, my Lokic work. So bring that scene in front of you now. And feel very, you know, feel so much love and appreciation for the things and the people that are around you. Feel that. Understand that that place is a place where you have to serve, not just doing things, but serving spiritually. Even if that means not saying anything. Just serving spiritually. Keeping your vision high. Okay, now the place where we live, the community, maybe the neighborhood or, you know, some part of the city where I live that's familiar with me. And I go to, say, a high building or a high place and I can see the whole little part of the city beneath me. How much love and good feelings do I have towards the community around me? That's like being a lighthouse for the community, I see myself as a lighthouse set up, just giving light in all directions to my community. And together with Baba, we really can, you know, transmit these good feelings. Like Baba was saying in the Mauli that we heard the other day, that through the power of the mind, I'm helping to change the corrupt atmosphere. So there's a corrupt atmosphere in most places around me, in most people. So through the power of my thinking, I'm helping to change that. And then finally, I'm in front of myself, and I see, let's say I'm sitting in the last row of a theatre, and I'm watching my own role in this life on the stage. I'm watching how I'm doing. I'm together with Baba looking at the role that I'm playing. I'm looking at the story that's happening. But with such love and respect and appreciation. Because Baba has taught me to do those things. And then I just come back to the center of things again. The whole world is happening around me and I'm the center of my life. I'm at the center of the physical world that's happening around me in 360 degrees of things, and I'm also at the center of my life situation, whatever that is. The fact that I have really become tranquil and stable actually has helped every single thing and person that is connected with me at this moment. I have just made my whole network of things stable and more peaceful. Okay, now back to the room. Here we are. How was the trip? How was your trip? Huh? Good trip? Good visit? Who had the sensation of really going around? Did you feel that you visited these things and people? And how did you feel?
Shanti, I felt a reminder of drama as a game, and also this easy zooming in and out in situations, in my condition of my own mind and feelings. So it gave a lot of courage for continuing the easy efforts.
Could you hear? Okay. Anyone else? If you want to speak, come to the microphone. It's easier. And you can see anyone who wants to speak in another language also.
Well, I felt involved, and I felt detached also again very quickly.
That's right, isn't it? Involved and detached, isn't it? Very good. Anyone else? Yeah, come down the front if you want to, or come to the side. We can make the mic get to you. You can speak in your language also, in Tamil or in Spanish.
It was so nice to see the value in everyone, not the whole situation of the person and my relation, but only the value, to pick that up and stay in the essence. That made me feel very calm.
Good. Anyone else?
No.
Here. We need a translator.
Я чувствую, что во мне много отрешенности, и давно хотелось сделать то, что предложил брат Кен.
Just a minute.
I was feeling a lot of detachment in myself, and for a long time I was wishing or wanting to do what right now Brother Ken showed me.
И теперь я чувствую, что и те души, с которыми я связана, и природа, и место, как-то меня больше отпустили.
And
и
now
мне
I
очень
feel
хорошо.
That those souls who are connected with me and nature itself and my work, as if now they allowed me to not like keeping grip on me, as if they gave me freedom. And this is a nice sensation.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, Jonathan, come here.
Om Shanti. Each role, we put on a mask, and it seems like we're acting it out. So we are acting out in a drama for each and every aspect of the roles. Om Shanti.
So who are you?
We are but a point of light, and we center it out, just nothingness, a point.
Okay, anyone else? Come. Say your name.
Vandana from USA. So I do this exercise. In fact, every time I offer bhog, and I did this Thursday when Moini Ben was offering bhog, for some reason the whole world, you know, of service and connections and relationships themselves just came in front of Baba. However, what I'm struggling with is I'm at the center.
Just a minute. There's no translation. It's working? I think the power finished, right? So she's gone to the power socket. Can you repeat?
Sure. So I was saying that I do this exercise, and it often happens during bhog. And it's very lovely, the experience of just, you know, being with Baba, and it's kind of like serving from a point of being detached. The struggle that I'm having is when you're at your center and you're fine, but because you're in connection with these different people, and their story has some drastic disturbance.
Wow.
How do you, you know, fine, you're fine and you're serving, but somehow you are there to, how do I become detached from that also and still feel I am giving? Yeah.
Question, right? Here's another one. The problem is difficult, huh? Anyone else can translate from Russian into English? But she's coming, she's running up and down here and keeping stable. This is a good thing. This one.
Упражнение, конечно, интересное, и для меня важно вот этот момент, когда я в центре событий, и я как шаг за шагом прохожу эти встречи, вот эти события по этому кругу,
nice
и как
exercise.
Я себя чувствую.
She says, a very beautiful exercise, so I liked very much how step by step just I go from one situation to another and re-experience it. So, very nice exercise.
Спасибо.
На русском кто-нибудь еще есть? Еще? Ну, не увлекайтесь. It's in English, yeah?
Everyone can say спасибо means thank you in Russian.
Yeah, Om Shanti. What came so clear for me when I did this exercise was that it is always I that am choosing to go, you know, from my place to the other place and back again. And I experienced so much calm inside. So it was, for me, it was the main, yes, I think the main experience that it is always my choice to go.
You speak Russian too?
No, Icelandic.
What?
I'm from Iceland.
Iceland?
Yeah.
Okay, that won't help us.
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, that's enough. We can continue. I want to answer her question. Where is she? There. You see, it's very easy to be okay when you are with loveful people and nice people. It's very easy to be peaceful when you are with peaceful people. No translation? No? You have? It's okay? So it's very easy to be spiritual with nice people. When you're surrounded here and, you know, meeting brothers and sisters from other countries that you're just meeting for the first time, it's so beautiful, right? You don't have anything to do with these other ones, right? And even you hear people, they come to us and they say, you know, I've seen so many people much sweeter than you people are, you know, much nicer. And I always say, okay, bring them here. Let's see how they do. Because we are, wherever we are, on a regular basis, definitely we have some sort of a karmic connection with those individuals. And it's like this. This is one, you know, it's like a tower where you have different sort of levels, yeah? And here's the other individual. And each of these floors in this building are like different births, right? So this is the present birth, yeah? We don't even know about these things. Where we were, what happened, how it was. We don't know. And you know, the thing that is the difficult thing may have been here. The cause of some interactions. So, if you suffer, okay? If you suffer from anyone, it's because you have a karmic account. Otherwise you would not suffer, right? If anyone causes you a little bit of your happiness to go down even, it's because of something. And, you know, you can be with 10 people, and those 10 people can do exactly the same thing. You don't suffer. But if that person with whom you have an account does that, you suffer. And that's the proof, actually, that there's an account there. Now, it's not necessary that both of these individuals have to make the spiritual effort. Otherwise, you'd probably be waiting and forever. But let's say this is me, yeah? If I have a state of consciousness deeper than the karmic account, the karmic account doesn't affect me. If I have a state that's more superficial than the karmic account, will always affect me. Now, as I go back through my births, you know, I get to the basement. The basement is the original state, yeah? And the objective of our spiritual effort is to bring those experiences to the surface, right? So if I'm able to do that, the account will start to affect me less and less and less, and then it won't affect me at all. And as Baba says, you need two hands to clap, right? So if one of the hands stops the clapping, that's enough. You don't have to wait for both hands to stop clapping. Just one of them. So, you know, we should welcome difficult people or different people who will challenge our stage. If people around us are challenging our stage, it's good, because it will keep us in form, right? And they are good people, right? They are good people. That's why if I see their stuff, right? Let's say this is one person, and this is another person. This is their stuff, the black part, right? And this is their essence. The essence of anyone is very similar to me. So I'm a peaceful soul, but the other one is also. See, soul consciousness is not, I am a soul, finish. No. I am a soul and everyone else is also a soul. It's not, I am a soul, everyone else is a body. So if I'm soul conscious, it's not just me with me. I have to see the soul in others as well. And that means I have to see their original qualities, basically. But soul consciousness is about feeling and being our original qualities. Right? So if I do that with me but not with anyone else, it won't work. I have to do it with everyone else as well. That's why Baba says, so-and-so was acting under the influence of some Maya or the other. Okay. The soul is okay, but there was a Maya influence. Wait. Then we're going to have a break. You understand this idea? It's okay? Yeah.
Om Shanti.
It's on, but you have to speak loud. Yeah.
Okay. Brother Ken, I just want you to explain that how your state can be higher than your karmic count.
Pardon?
The point that you just said, if my state is higher than my karmic account, and then I don't have to sort of go through that.
No, if my let's say, Baba says that we came down the ladder, right? One birth, next birth, next birth. And in the confluence age, we have to travel back through all of that, but in one birth. So we come down the stairs and we go back in the elevator. Right? So, when I say, comparatively, if my stage is still iron aged, let's say, if my level of effort is still at the iron age, the vices in even their gross forms are still very prevalent. If I'm in the copper age stage, it means I'm probably involved in games and, you know, jealousy and competition and comparing and that sort of thing. Judging. So a little bit, still, it's a more subtle form of the vices. If I'm in the Silver Age stage, I'm battling, I've already finished the battle with everyone else, I'm just battling inside myself still. If I'm in the Golden Age stage, I'm not even battling with myself. I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm easy. So where am I? Is the level of my effort, we can divide this into four parts, is the level of my effort still battling against the gross forms of the vices? Then my basic stage is still iron aged. If it's sort of battling with others, you know, and comparing with others and politics and, you know, that sort of game, the games that we play of respect and harmony, Those, if we're involved in any sort of games with other individuals, copper age. Even some of our seniors are at that level, still copper age. Some of us may have finished the battle with everyone else, finished the battle with the sense organs and their objects. It's just me with me. I'm still battling. Don't have enough self-respect all the time. So I'm still maybe silver age. That's why Rama and Sita are shown with a bow and arrow. They're still battling with themselves at the end. But golden age, there's no battle with anyone or anything. Free. Easy. Most all the time. So where are you? Really? Where is your stage, really? Or up and down. Sometimes iron age, sometimes copper age, sometimes silver age, sometimes golden age. Well, I would say that the elevator is broken a little bit. Elevator is out of control. Okay, let's have a break. 1 minute silence, and then we can have a break for 15 minutes, okay?